Chapter 2, The Greatest Sacrifice. The oak tree heard the nightingale's song and understood her words. He felt a deep sense of pain and loss. He loved the little nightingale. He would miss her dearly. The young man also heard her song, but he did not understand her words. He could only understand the language of people. The oak tree said to the nightingale,
"Please sing me one last song. I will miss your sweet music dearly."
So the little nightingale sang one final song for the oak tree. After her song had finished, the man stood up. He took out a pencil and some paper from his pocket. He walked slowly through the garden. The young man thought about the girl he loved.
"I cannot deny that she has grand style, but I wonder if she can love. I think she cannot. She is a typical artist. She is all style. She has a beautiful voice, but she is not sincere. She is selfish, like other artists. She would never consider giving herself for any other person. It is too bad. I wish artists gave more useful things to the world."
He was deep in thought. He slowly walked to his room. His thoughts and feelings had exhausted him. He soon fell asleep on his bed. While the man slept, the nightingale pressed her chest against a thorn. She sang her most beautiful songs. All night she sang in the clear moonlight. The longer she sang, the deeper the thorn went into her chest. She sang of the purest love. In time, a rose began to form on the top of the rosebush. With each song she sang, a new petal formed. However, each petal was as pale as a ghost's face. The nightingale continued to press her chest, yet the rosebush cried out,
"You must press harder, little nightingale. You must press closer. If you do not, the rose will never be finished before morning."
The nightingale sang with even more passion. With time, a slight pink could be seen in the rose's leaves. However, to make the petals a beautiful red, the thorn had to pierce the heart of the little bird.
"Press closer, little nightingale, closer! Dawn will arrive before it is finished,"
warned the rosebush. She felt a wicked pain through her body. It was a dreadful pain. With it, she sang with even greater feeling. The petals amazingly turned cherry red, but the nightingale's song started to become very weak. Her songs became very faint. Now the tree could hardly hear her. With a final burst, she sang out. This caused everything around her to forget the coming dawn. The rose was now a deep red. It heard the bird's final song. It thrust its petals open and showed its elegant beauty to the world.
"Nightingale!"
cried the rose tree.
"The rose is finished!"
But the nightingale was deaf to the tree's cries. Now she lay dead amongst the young grass in front of the rose tree. Later that day, at about midday, the young man woke up. He opened the window and was very surprised. The most beautiful red rose was before him.
"What a beautiful rose! I have never seen one so perfect before. How fortunate I am to have such a beautiful flower!"
he exclaimed. The man reached down and gently picked the flower. He quickly got dressed and ran to the lady. She was sitting at the front entrance to her house. At her feet, her little dog lay happily.
"I have brought you the most beautiful rose that I could find. You said you would dance with me at the ball if I did. Please, wear it tonight. It expresses the deepest love I have for you,"
he said to her. She looked at him with scorn.
"It is no good to me," she told him. "It will not match my dress. I'm going to dance with the Chamberlain's nephew tonight. He has given me some beautiful jewels. They are worth more than some silly flower."
"You are very cold-hearted and ungrateful,"
the man cried. He then threw the rose into the street. A wheel crushed it with its heavy load very soon after.
"How dare you call me ungrateful?"
yelled the girl.
"You are nothing but a student. You don't even have silver buckles on your shoes. The Chamberlain's nephew surely does."
She then walked into the house.
"I am so foolish to fall in love,"
the young man told himself.
"It is irrational and serves no purpose for me. It makes one do the most unreasonable things. I must only focus on logical things from now. I will dedicate my life to philosophy and metaphysics."
The young man hurried back to his house. He was eager to return to his studies.